Blog Talk Radio.
Of you.
And great music. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis, and tonight's topic, dating younger than yourself. Cougar, sugar mama, sugar daddy, cat daddy, these are some of the names that are being used to describe many that date individuals such much younger than themselves. Now, what do you feel about this type of dating? Call into the radio show right now and express your views. 347-989-0761. Well, according to most women on dating younger men, a woman by the name of Susan Mermet called and talked about love and sex. And she says older women, they don't tell, they don't swell, and they're grateful as hell, which is a statement contributed to Ben Franklin praising dating older women. Now, in the past year or two, the cougar has replaced the MILF as the sexual older woman, predatory, aggressive, and sexually confident. The cougar stalks her prey, dragging the nice young man to her den and having her way with him. There are dating sites where cougars can meet their willing prey. 20-something guys on MySpace with IDs like Cougar Hunter and 21 books on Amazon.com about dating, sex, and cougars. While in the media, the older woman, younger man thing seems to be very much about the kind of trophy partner and appearance-oriented sport screwing that paparazzi and gossip rags celebrate. But the reality is that as women's lives change, their need to date someone their age or older shifts. Now, that woman don't need to marry a man to survive economically, have social lives, or be considered meaningful people. The choice of a lover or partner can be uncoupled from the ability to provide income, children, and a home. As Pepper Swartz says in her book Prime, younger men have seen some of the benefits in older women that younger women have seen in older men. Older women are often richer, more successful, and more self-confident. They don't usually want children and may be available for a more carefree lifestyle. Now, divorced white female, an anonymous writer in Jackson, Mississippi, wrote to me and said, most of us unattracted women over 40 know the inventory of males our age and older is much like that of the clearance aisle at Walmart, out of date, bent, discontinued, or with the labels missing. I know personally the frustration of trying to form relationships with men in my age group and seeing how boring, out of shape, and jaded from previous relationships are. Writing about her spinning class instructor, Tina at Waking Up Fabulous describes her insistence on being authentic and powerful about sex, dating, and relationships. She says the fact that younger men tend to have less money didn't bother her. She had moved past needing a man's money to secure her own life. She shared that she had dated men on both sides of the money line, defining the rich and the poor. Being with men with money was fun, but it never outweighed the importance of being able to respect, have fun, and share deeply with the man. She was comfortable enough in who she is that she did not need someone else's money to assure her of good life. On the other hand, Sexateria, another caller who's divorcee in her 40s, recognized that younger men are just as interested in her as she is with them. She says that the younger guys seem to be all over the older women. While they're not ruling out women their own age or younger, they appear to be casting their desired age ranges way above and below their own age. And when I've been out on the town lately, I've been hit on consistently by men easily 10 years my junior or more, and the fact that I'm older than them doesn't seem to faze them at all. If I'm in my own relationship with someone much younger, the connection between us started as a friendship with lots of things in common and some shared life stages. Now, most women that are newly divorced, eager for more experience in the world, would like to be with someone that's just out of high school. To me, that is pedophilia. I can't get into that. And we're both trying to figure out where we fit, what mattered to us, and how to have safe, authentic relationships that wouldn't lead to getting married. Tentatively, most women get involved and then discover that things that they had in common and the ease with which they talked and spent time together transcended the age gap. What started as a surprising, oh, why not, turned into a vibrant friendship with dating attracted that's never going to lead to living together, but that has been a rich and rewarding connection for both, and one that will go on for a couple of years. Now, if I had a self-help column, I'd say, what are the 5 things you need to know to safely navigate the older woman, younger man thing? And the answers I point out are, be open to the idea the right person may not be the one you expected. Accept you don't have to be equal economically, socially, athletically, racially. Make sure you are equal in terms of values, outlook, ability to communicate, and what you want out of the relationship. Don't talk down or be discriminatory. And finally, find someone who is thrilled with you, regardless of your age, but accepts you as the age that you are. Now, if you agree with me or you disagree with me, I would like to hear from you. Call me now, 347-989-0761. 989-0761. And I'll be right back. Another episode broadcast of Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis, waiting for you to call in 347-989-0761. Now, we spoke about the benefits of older women dating younger men, but why do you believe older men date younger women? Why is it that middle-aged geezers want to date 20-year-olds? A divorcee by the name of Maria Gonzalez, who's 50 years old, from Southern California. There are many attractive, sexually active women in their 50s and beyond who would make great mates. Well, older men date younger women for many reasons, but one thing's for certain, most of these relationships won't last. Here's why. Fantasy love fades. Usually within a year, at first, the geezer is in love with her looks and youthful spirit. Eventually, he realizes all they have in common is a roof over their heads, and he'll be off to look for a relationship with substance. Also, geezers may feel younger, but dating younger women won't make them younger. No matter how hard older men try to make the wrinkles disappear, the darn things keep showing up in the mirror. Older men and younger women use each other, similar to a business arrangement. He's got money, assets, power, and security. She's got youth and beauty. If the money runs out or someone richer comes along, she'll break the lease, leaving him with an empty wallet and his arms around a tree. Okay, maybe she's not using him. Perhaps she loves him because he's more patient, laid back, mature, gentle, and understanding than men her age. Still, she's likely considered his buck at some point. I mean, you don't see younger women with destitute older men, do you? Finally, different energy levels. At 10 p.m., he's wearing pajamas and falling asleep with a book in his hands and glasses on his nose. She's got on her dancing duds and is heading for the clubs. If he doesn't keep up, she might seek someone younger who's able to meet her needs. Trust me, all of that fades away after the love is gone.
How it used to be. The moments.
Do you remember how it
so
used to
much
be
to me?
Do you remember how it used to be?
They seem so long for me.
Do you remember how it used to be?
I remember my first blue scar.
Do you remember how it used to be?
Just a baby in my mama's arms.
Do you remember how it used to be?
As a child, I tried to be good.
Do you remember how it used to be?
But never quite as good as I could.
Do you remember how it used to be?
Growing up, there were lessons to learn.
Do you remember how it used to be?
As a parent, these lessons were my turn.
That was Zane Campbell, Remember How It Used to Be. We'll hear more from him later on in the show. But today's topic, dating younger than yourself, is a hot topic that most people sometimes shy away from. Hopefully, you will take what I've said and try to relate to it. I'll be right back.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Oh, come on.
See, y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? Was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there and you were my baby.
It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another mother's taken over, but it's still your eyes.
Yeah. That was Usher and Alicia Keys singing My Boo. Attention drivers, multitasking behind the wheel is a danger we must all help curb. The good news, it's a problem we have the power to fix with a little common sense. Now, I've joined along with Oprah and a bunch of other media people in promoting a no-text zone. That means when you're driving, you should not be on your texting people. You've got one eye on the road, the other on a speedometer. When your cell phone rings, you reach for it and scan the call display, debating whether to answer. Suddenly, you're drifting into the next lane, cutting off the car in your blind spot, averting disaster. Just jump to the top of your multitasking list. You better get to it fast. Trying to do too much while behind the wheel is a sign of our hairy times, so much so that Webster's New World College Dictionary crowned Distracting Driving 2009 Word of the Year. But the problem has been around since Model T started driving off the assembly line, becoming more prevalent over the years, along with novel distractions, speed increases, and more cars on the road. Talking and texting en route is dangerous. Please, whatever you do, take your time.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away.
As long as we just say goodbye.
winding down to the last half an hour of Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. Do give us a call at 347-989-0761. Our topic for this evening is dating younger than yourself. Cougar, sugar mama, sugar daddy, cat daddy, where are you tonight? Of all days, I guess you guys are out there enjoying that great sunshine. But we're here, and we're waiting for you to call in, so give us a call. Talk to you soon.
I'm right now. Ayo, ayo, I said, baby, what you doing to me right now? Ayo, ayo,
I'm here loving you. Oh, so right.
Oh, so right.
So tonight we make love by moonlight.
Ayo, ayo.
Girl, be with me more than just one night.
More than just one night.
Baby, I need you and me. Through the night, if you were here, it would be alright. On the plane, coming home, I always think of you. Waiting at the airport with nothing to do, I hear horn, I see you. This love makes everything, makes it feel alright, alright.
Feels alright.
I'm on my knees asking you to be my wife.
Baby, be my wife.
I wanna be here with you for the rest of my life.
Baby, I got your voicemail earlier, but I'm confused.
Yep.
For a minute, it sounded like you was, like, trying to dump me.
When it comes to me, like an epiphany.
Never that. She feeling herself, I'm feeling it too. Your heart is my home, what can I build this into? I won't break it in half, no peel it in two. She a pill of my mama, I'm just feeling the truth. I love taking her shopping, I be picking the shoes. She be picking the fights, I'm no difficult dude. I'm just different from duds, got her catching the buzz. Hooked on to what I does, I'm just so deep in love.
and make me melt. But she tryna blow me out. Baby, please don't blow me out. Let me melt on your body until I get you aroused. Who you mad at? Tell me who you mad at. That's what I tell her while I wax that. But she's leaving on the next plane, and I don't know if she'll be back again. Said I'm doing wrong, that's why she wanna get rid of me. Feeling came over, something like an epiphany. Baby, don't you get rid of me. You are the epitome of everything I want in a woman, girl. Literally.
To the low, F to the AB,
ho,
yeah,
ho,
yeah,
ho,
yeah.
I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now,
ho.
I keep willing the thongs, coming along,
ho.
You visibly set stones, summon a prong,
woo.
I can tell you ain't never had someone this long, one night, have them humming my song like, girl, you ain't know I was coming this strong, now you know not to come at me wrong, I get right,
You're looking just a little too hard at me.
On 20-inch rims, rock up wristwatch, 6-inch Tim's, button-up shirt cuff with the French trim, so you can tell a man get to the right.
Ho!
I'm in the driver's seat, you sit to the right,
ho!
And this is just a get to the flight.
Ho!
I like the way it fits to your type, so I'ma show you the world in a day before it even get to the night.
Woo!
I'm looking for a dime, but I don't need a penny though, or any old wannabe Jenny Lowe. No, plenty dough, and it's plenty more where it come from. I'm the real talk where I come from. Ho!
Love.
Of it is, but personally, to each his own. At the end of the day, if the person treats you right, you have a good conversation, you're happy, I don't think there's a problem. But just remember, there's always going to be that age gap and that attraction may wear off. You can tune into our show every Thursday at 6:30 on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. You can always call in every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761. Now, on July 1st, we're going to have a special 12 noon broadcast of grant writing hosted by multi-million-dollar fundraiser Simone Joy. And if you want to register for that, you must go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the grant writing link and follow the PayPal instructions. The seminar is $20. You will meet one-on-one online with Simone Joy. She will teach you all about grant writing, tell you who has the money, show you how to write a grant, and help you get a grant. This is a one of a lifetime opportunity for all of you small businesses out there who can't seem to get a loan from the bank. So join us July 1st at 12 noon. Go to futurenetworkproductions.com and follow the links for grant writing. Hopefully you'll be checking out lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, where you can purchase any one of my books that are readily on sale. And if you go now, they're on sale. I think they're like $10 cheaper than at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So do try to go to lulu.com/Darlene Lewis to get your copy of any one of my books that are out right now. And until I talk to you next week, I'll talk to you later.
the chills whenever I see your face. And you in the place, girl. I feel like I'm in a movie, baby. I'm like, ooh-wee, baby, oh. Like waterfalls, your hair flows down to your waist. Can I get a taste, girl? No need to keep, cause baby, I ain't ashamed of calling your name, girl. First time, every time we get together, baby love.